I need somebody.
Help.
Not just anybody.
Help.
You know I need someone.
Help. So Susie had some online dating issues last week that we managed to resolve. This week we're helping someone else, namely Alexandra, who's just emailed us. Jamie, Emma, gang, I need your help. My 13-year-old daughter's been invited to a camping party in her friend's large back garden the weekend. Problem is, I know there are boys going. Boys capitalised. Boys.
Boys.
Do I let her go? There will be adults there, she says, but they'll be in the house. Help. Now, think back, Ems, to when you went to parties at 13. And that was a while ago.
It's a while ago, yes. A long time. I doubt that I would have been able to stay over.
No, I don't think they're staying over. Hang on one second. 13 yards.
Camping.
Oh, I see.
In the back garden.
Yeah, you're right. Sorry, yeah. I hadn't really read that properly.
But it's so hard because I've got boys. So I immediately like, yeah, they can go.
Sure.
But I don't know how I'd feel if I had... girls. I don't know if that should be any different or whether it is any different. I don't know.
Segregating kids at that age. I know it's different now.
They're so young. I mean, 13 is so young.
I remember my mum and dad saying when I'd had a party once. I must have been a bit older. And I remember she just asked me if anyone ended up in A&E. That was like, if no one was in A&E,
I'm
that was
sure
fine.
I'm sure you're a little bit older than 13.
Probably.
Though, you?
What do you reckon Alexander should do? Let us know your thoughts, please. 82122. A 13-year-old daughter camping. Their boys going. There will be adults there, but they'll be in the house. 82122. We'll read out your text in just a bit. And we're offering our help this morning.
Help. I need somebody.
Help.
Not just anybody.
Help. You know I need someone. Alexandra's asked for help this morning. My 13-year-old daughter has been invited to a camping party in her friend's large back garden. Problem is, I know there are boys going. Do I let her go?
It's a hard one, isn't it?
Well, it seems young to me to be segregating. 13
is very young, I think. But Dean in High Wycombe has said, I would have a word to with the parents of the child having the party and make sure they're properly supervised. We've had this, which is quite funny. It says, as a father of a young girl, I would say, absolutely, under no circumstances, not in my lifetime, no chance whatsoever. Forget it. Don't even ask. No.
I think we're clear on that.
There you go.
I think that's that first point is very important about keeping it monitored. You know, maybe recruit a couple more parents. Keep it under control.
Exactly.
Keep it manageable. Don't just put an open invite on Facebook. That's a mistake. That's when 3,000 people turn up.
Well, not do that.
Guest lists for teenage parties are a little bit like builder's estimates. You know, you start at one point, before you know it, a 50 to a 100% increase on whatever they say, how many people are coming.
Yeah, we've had lots of, it's a hard one because let her go camping. Otherwise, she'll miss out on all the fun with her friends. Just lay down a few rules maybe before she goes.
Steve's got girls. Steve, what's your thoughts?
Never. my youngest is 17 now, and I still struggle now.
It's a bit different though when they're a little bit older, though, Steve, isn't it? At that age, I mean, no, that opens up a whole new world of pain when they become
when they
17,
become 17, 18. 18, yes.
Yeah, but it doesn't get any easier.
No, that's true. But... hey, listen, this is a good idea. I remember on my 18th birthday, this is some good advice if you've got a teenage party coming up. For my 18th, my parents hired a cocktail barman. And I'm thinking, this is the coolest thing ever.
Ever.
Or a mixologist.
Right.
As my mum referred to him as. I'm thinking, this is brilliant. Everyone loved it, think it's the coolest thing. But I didn't know this. As we were getting more and more drunk, he had been briefed to reduce the amount of alcohol in the drinks. Good advice, that, right, Steve? If the girls want a party...
Brilliant idea.
There we go.
I should put that one in my book.
Yeah, do Steve. Thank you so much.
So what are we saying to Alexandra?
Jack also said, no, I've a 15-year-old daughter. She's not seeing boys until she's at least 30. So
everyone's being very protective of the little girls.
I have had a little count up, and I would say it's about 70% said no.
There we go. Alexandra, I hope we've helped you.
Yeah, I hope we have.